Coolworks pre-game interview.
So the Lang name is obviously a very Colac name, but for those who don't know the Phil Lang background, what's the connection with the Tigers?
Oh, I started as a number 16 player when I was about 13 or 14, and then sort of followed all the way through. Played senior footy in those early 80s when we were really strong in the Hampton League and was lucky enough to be around at the right time, essentially.
Did you play in the 85?
Yes, I was one of them.
There's a great documentary that came, was it last year to celebrate 40 years?
Yeah, so the young fella at Mix FM decided, with the journalistic background, decided he wanted to do a bit of a documentary on it. He'd heard stories about it. So, he put all that together with the help of the guys at Mix FM, James Thwaites and whatnot. So, and they produced a really good documentary out of it, and I think it's available on their website and that sort of thing. And it is worth a look. It's it's talked about a lot, that game.
The footage is it's got a bit grainy, but it still captures what happened that day.
It was pretty rugged. it was pretty rugged, but I think what got lost a little bit in all that, and has still over the years, is that it was probably one of the best performances we'd seen from any group, I reckon, given the talent, whatever. It was a really strong, even performance, and we didn't have a heap of superstars, but regardless of the fights and all that, we won really well.
You stepped into some big shoes with the departure of Matty Gibson. Were you coerced into being president, or was it something that you were keen to do when you knew that Matty's tenure was going to come up? And I suppose you probably had 12-month leading, because Matty thought he was done at the end of 24.
Yeah, it's one of those ones when you go to the annual general meeting, you ask for nominations and there's crickets, that sort of thing. I joined the committee a few years ago, and at some point someone else had to stick their hand up. So in saying that, Matt still has a fair bit of going on. He's vice president in the background, and I would say it's close enough to a 50-50 role.
Right.
There's a lot goes on in a club, and you don't have to necessarily do heaps, but you have to be across heaps. And, and he set the club up really well.
The higher you go, the more you delegate.
That's the idea, yeah.
Is he still the puppet master, is he? Just standing there, just pulling the strings?
I wouldn't say that, but no, it's very 50-50, and... yeah, he's been terrific for me.
You've got a pretty strong committee, I would suspect. I mean, I think the township's built on sport. So.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. I mean, it's a big sporting town, obviously. So, yeah, look, the committee's great. One of the things Gibbo did do was set up the structure really well. So we've got football manager, we've got netball managers, we've got junior coordinators and all that sort of stuff. So the real day-to-day of the sport itself doesn't really affect us too much. It's more about raising the funds and those sorts of things to keep clubs going.
We spoke to him, Gibbo, over the last few years about the pathway and the junior structure, and they struggled there for a few years, but it's got back to where you want it to be, and, you know, obviously from a senior perspective, it's vitally important.
Absolutely. Like, someone said, I think Gibbo might have even said at one point, you know, we probably dropped the ball a little bit to let that team go, but I think COVID had a bit fever to do with that, and... once we got it going, you know, with Modder for 1 year, 2 years ago, I think it was, and then got the 18s going again last year. They're going well this year. We've got quite a lot of junior bottom age players this year. And what we're seeing out here now is there's a number of last year's under 18s playing out there. So it gives us, more youth and more depth, essentially. So it's super important, and it just shows you what juniors can do.
And it helps having the bloke coaching the twos who has a little bit of an idea about pathway footy and development and stuff like that. That must also help the process.
Yeah, he's been terrific for the club. Yeah. Vealey does a hell of a lot in that coaching space and out here with the... I think I can hear him.
Yes, that's him. Yes.
But he's done a lot for the club. I mean, not only playing, but since his playing days, in terms of coaching the juniors and all that. And he drove that, getting the under-18s going again with Modder and that sort of thing. So, yeah, he's been tremendous for us.
Speaking with Colac President Phil Lang on K-Rock Footy, thanks to Poolworks. Need pool equipment? Call Poolworks with 0% equipment finance in July. Here's Matty Dowling on K-Rock Footy.
Phil, it gets to this time of the year and you start having conversations with players around retention. How's that all looking from a list perspective for 2027?
Pretty solid at this point in time. We've got... discussions going on in terms of coaches at the moment, and we'd like to nail that down in the next week or two, which I'm confident we will. And then from there, we can go to players with certain and say, well, this is the structure for next year. So we've already had some discussions with Tommy and Seb now, and we've just got to nail down how it's going to look next year in the next week or two, hopefully.
And the next couple of weeks, it's obviously Bell Park today, Leopold, South Bowen, and then the run home. What are your confidence levels like in terms of the back end of the season and hoping to move into finals?
Yeah, I mean, it's pivotal today, for example. It's an eight-point game, if you want to call it that sort of thing. So, and also Leopold there just behind us and South just in front. So it's a big 3 weeks, no doubt about that. And, yeah, we're confident without being, you know, arrogant or anything like that. We think we're good enough to beat those teams, but we've got to go out and do it.
And Michael Robb debuting for Werribee VFL today. It must be exciting from a club perspective to see him be able to make his debut there.
Yeah, well, he's a really good story, particularly that, you know, when you look at the pathway piece from the district comp, you know, he dominated there as quite a young player and then has come in here, found his feet last year and has really got going this year. So great for him, and it just shows you that, you know, there are stepping stones right through to that level. And, yeah, we hope he goes really well.
Plenty of debutants already this year. We'll see a second game with the great Buchanan name gets another run. But you've got another debutant today who's got a real history with the club, with family.
Yeah, Charlie Sirin, he's one of those under-18 guys from last year we spoke about. He's been a leader through those junior years too. And he's part of the McGowan clan as well as the Sirin clan. And, you know, they're obviously all very proud and a little bit nervous for him, I think, today. But it just goes to show, if you do the work and you know, put your best foot forward, there are opportunities that will come. So, yeah, it's terrific from a club perspective too when you see a young fellow like that with the family history.
So is Mum and McGowan?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So Jake's sister.
Yep. What's Muddy up to? Haven't seen him make a cameo this year?
No, I think Muddy's pretty much done. He's pretty busy with work and all that. So I'm guessing he will be here today. He usually comes to the Geelong games, but he's busy with work and family and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I don't think we'll see him again.
Is a bloke in number 14 just a Bell Park specialist? Because the last time he played was against Bell Park. A couple of Bell Park people have already bailed me up and said, D. Lang, he hasn't played since he last played us.
Oh, that's just...
That's how it's fallen.
So that's how it's fallen with his work. I mean, he's just got back from overseas for 3 weeks, so he would have been playing the last couple of weeks if that holiday wasn't on. That's sort of a delayed honeymoon from early in the year. So, a bit stiff for Bell Park maybe, but look, who knows? See how he goes today.
With back on Jace Armistead and Seb Ross, is there a level of confidence that they'll be doing the role again next year?
Yeah, there is at this point in time. So there's just a few things to sort out, but we're reasonably confident that it'll look similar next year, hopefully. So, but it's got to play out yet.
You sit on your own little island down there in Colac. People make out that it's half a world away and you need a passport and a visa and all that sort of stuff to go down there. But really, it is only now with Jewel Lane all the way there. It's 45 minutes from basically the middle of Geelong. There's going to be restructure for local football and netball over the next 18 to 24 months with this Bowen blueprint. Are you going to have some influence and input on what you'd like it to look like for Colac? And I suspect what it looks like for Colac too is what it also might look like for the CDFNL as well, because I suspect your success is probably a bit of a byproduct of how the CDFNL is going, you know, judging by that you've got some youngsters from the district playing in your senior team.
Yep, Jack Fisher's a good example. So, yeah, that is important. I think I've got to be careful to sound like you're whinging and all that sort of thing, but I think sometimes that the particular CDFL end of it gets lost a little bit sometimes. And, you know, I think I sort of draw an analogy. I feel like we're a little bit like Geelong used to be in relation to the VFL or the AFL sort of thing, you know, being that little bit removed in a way. And I wouldn't say forgotten about, but, I mean, we're very traditional in terms of our structure. Obviously, we've got a team in every grade, as distinct from a lot of teams down here. We've got multiple teams all over and whatever, rightly or wrongly. So you know, as I said to you earlier, mate, I think I'd like to see the structure of football probably return to a bit more of the old style, where the under-18s play with the seniors. And I think there'll be arguments around, you know, teams getting beldings and things like that, but I reckon that will sort itself out after a couple of years. So
do you have some thoughts on, like, if you were to sit in a room with Kate Patterson and the chair of the board, Ash West, and say these are what not non-negotiables, because you can't get everything you want, but is there some stuff that you'd like to specifically see that you think would be beneficial, not just for Colac but for the greater good of football and netball in the region?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think we've got to be careful. I mean, we're seeing, you know, some pretty one-sided games in our comp, and we know what's happened with Lara this year, and North Shore, you know, they're struggling as well, and it's a very sort of two-half comp in a way, which a lot of comps are these days, even in the country areas and whatever. So you've got to be mindful of that, and I just encourage everyone, and Kate for that matter, that we've got to try and find a way to even that up somehow. Now, I'm not going to say we haven't got the equalisation measure that AFL have, but we've got to try and find a way to make more games more competitive, because there are some games that pretty much aren't, and that should be front of mind, I guess.
I wish we could talk for longer, but we are limited by time, unfortunately. Great to have you join us. Looking forward to this afternoon. Have you just had a whisper in the ear of your timekeeper? Is it the same timekeeper as last year?
Well, I'll make the point there's two for a start. I think they'll be on their game today, let's say that.
It was a lot of fun last year. We didn't know. Well, actually, it depends on what side of the coin you're on.
Yeah, well, in a one-point or two-point game, whatever it was, it's a lot more fun on one side than it is on the other.
Great to see you, Phil. Really appreciate your time. Good luck this afternoon. No doubt, for your sake, we'll be seeing you at West Oval come September.
No worries. Thanks, King.
Phil Lang, the president of the Colac Tigers, joining us on Carrick Footy. Thanks to Pool Works. Need pool equipment? Call Pool Works with 0% equipment finance in July.
Pool Works pre-game interview.